Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, today let's talk about hearing God's voice. Hearing God's voice. You know, there's an old saying, if you want to hear God's voice, read your Bible out loud. It's true, isn't it? That is God's eternal word. Sadly, today, and for many, many centuries, that's not been enough for people. They always seek more extra-biblical knowledge, new ways to hear from God, as they usually ignore His holy word for most part, and then their flesh and Satan and false teachers deceive them, seeking new truth outside of the word. People will often take a verse like the verse in Psalms and turn it into mysticism. Psalm 46:10, be still and know I am God. There's people that tell you, go into the quiet, stillness, dark, listen for the voice of God. It's called contemplative prayer. I've got an article on it at my teaching blog from DontParish.com. It's not of God. It's of Satan. It's of the false ways of man. Don't be deceived by such ways. Jesus warned us in the last days in Matthew 24, people will be saying, Christ is here. He's there. He's in the desert. He's in the closet. Don't believe them. You'll see the Son of Man when He comes. So all of this, seeking extra biblical ways, like hearing the audible voice of God that we're going to talk about, is not of God for today. And I want to be clear about it so you can understand it. Many seek after it, and they say they hear God's audible voice. But per Scripture, that cannot be so, and we're going to get to that. The written word is where we get our truth from. It's the inner voice of the Holy Spirit, our conscience, that is there to teach us, convict us, and comfort us. We'll read some verses on that. But again, people are looking for signs and wonders, like new revelation and audible voices that they're hearing. Now, I have been around the Word of God for about 40 years now, and doing ministry for 15 years, born again in ministry for 15 years. In my many years, both as an unregenerated man and as a regenerated saint, I've never ever seen anyone who says they can hear the audible voice of God or they had some kind of experience where they heard God's voice who was holy, obedient, biblical in all their ways. It's always worldly, false, heretical, compromised people that are hearing these voices. That should tell us something. They're following the wrong voice. They're following the wrong shepherd. In the Old Testament, God spoke through who? Holy prophets. These were men that were dedicated to God. They weren't worldly. They weren't into false ways. They weren't compromised. They were dedicated to the Lord in all their ways. If they taught anything that was untrue, they were to be stoned to death. These were serious holy men of God. Why would God today speak through worldly, carnal, false, apostate people? He won't, and He doesn't. I want to be clear about that. And that was God's way at one time. He did speak directly through holy men, but not anymore. Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. God at sundry times in diverse manners spoke in past times unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the world. So God is speaking through the Son. And what did the Son, Jesus Christ, say we live by? He said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4, not listening to new revelation voices. Jesus also said something often, and it was said often in the Old Testament that is very important to us. He said, it is written. Here's an example. Matthew 4:7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He was dealing with Satan right there. It is written. The written word of God is where we get our truth, not from audible voices today. That's not what hearing the voice of the Lord means. We're going to get to that. Nowhere in the word does it instruct saints to be seeking after audible voices or any new revelation outside of Scripture. Paul didn't teach that. Peter didn't. John didn't. Jesus didn't. It all says, they all say, go back to the word, go back to doctrine, keeping the word. That is where our truth resides. Also, I want to give you another one to think about. Do you remember the rich man and Lazarus parable? The rich man wanted someone to go warn his brothers. And what did Abraham say? He said, even if somebody raises from the dead, they won't listen to him. They have Moses and the prophets, and they've rejected that. They held the word of God up higher than a miracle sign to go show somebody. We should hold the written word of God up that high as well. You can read about that in Luke chapter 16. Now, we know where we get our truth from, as I've been telling you, and it's not hearing from some audible voice today. It's from the word of God. Genesis to Revelation, the finished, sealed, written word of God. Again, many false groups like the NAR, false signs and wonders, they're deceived people claiming God is talking directly to them, but there's no evidence in Scripture this is happening, and there's no evidence in their life that they're being conformed to God's word and holiness and doctrine. Most times they're keeping many, many false heretical ways that Jesus, the prophets, and the disciples would have rejected. Scripture teaches otherwise than audible voices today. Let's go to Ephesians 2. The foundation of truth has been laid and it's done. Ephesians 2 tells us Christ is the cornerstone, and the along with the apostles and the prophets. Genesis to Revelation. That's his word to us. It can't be added to and it can't be taken away. According to Deuteronomy and the book of Revelation, don't add, don't take away. That is our sealed word of truth. Now, the place where people often say, I'm hearing Jesus' voice and we're supposed to hear his voice, is in John 10. Let's read it. John 10, verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. So there, most people think Jesus is talking about the Jews and the Gentiles coming together into one body. And then verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. Now, as usual, sinful man resists God's word, twists it to fit their own corrupt desires, to create new doctrine, to water it down, and they miss God's intended purpose. They miss the meaning, because most of them are not born again, being led by the Spirit, who teaches all truth. We're going to read scriptures on that. This simply means, when Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me, Christ is our shepherd, the Bible teaches, and we as his sheep follow our shepherd. In Israel, anywhere in the world, really, shepherds walk and they call to their sheep, and sheep know their own shepherd's voice and they follow him. Isn't that beautiful? That's the context of what Jesus was talking about. Now, today, since Jesus ascended after his death, burial, and resurrection, he's at the right hand of the Father. We don't have him with us to hear his audible voice, do we? No, we don't have that. But we have his word to follow and keep. Right? John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my word abides in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So Jesus is telling us to follow and keep his word. Not listen to new voices. Not listen to some mysticism. Follow the word. That's our instruction. Paul says this, 2 Timothy 3:14-17. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Not listening for voices, not waiting for new revelation, using the inspired written word of God. It is written. Amen? Now, people will say, but Jesus said that when he leaves, he's going to manifest himself to us. And they say that means he'll still appear and he's going to talk audible to me And people have told me these crazy stories where Jesus appears in their house, he's in their bathroom, he's in their closet, he's in their car. This simply is not true. Let's look at this manifest. John 14:21-23. And he hath my commandments and keepeth them, keeping that written word. He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Do you notice that Judas says, how will you manifest in us, not the world? Because it wasn't going to be like this big physical coming. It wasn't going to be an audible voice anymore. What was it going to be? The Holy Spirit. Let's look at this word manifest. It means exhibit, disclose, declare, inform, manifest, show, signify. So what we have here is we have the Holy Spirit, the inner spirit comes into our inside. He's in the inner spirit through the conscience, and he helps us to keep the word of God. This is how Jesus manifests himself to us. We're going to read verses on exactly how he does that. We're to keep the already spoken word of God. Matthew 28:20 says, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. That's written scripture. It is written. We have our final word. We don't need any more. We don't need to hear audible voices. God's not speaking that way anymore. Let's keep going. So manifest just means the Holy Spirit's going to come unto us. Not personal appearances, not personal conversations with Jesus. The Holy Spirit, the inner spirit working in us. Let's go to John 14:16-18. And I will pray to the Father, and he shall give to you the Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him not. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. What a beautiful thing, isn't it? God's Spirit in us, teaching us, convicting us, comforting us. We don't need audible voices anymore. 23. Jesus answered and said to them, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode. 24. He that loveth me and not keep my sayings, and the word which he hear is not of mine, but the Father which sent me. See how he keeps talking about the word, the word, the word. This is the written word of God that we have today, not new audible voices. There is no new revelation today. I think it's in Ecclesiastes where Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. So we shouldn't be expecting anything new from God. We should be living by his written word of God. Verse 26, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Isn't that awesome? So Jesus already spoke truth. The Holy Spirit is going to have us remember these things, teach them to us, resound them in us. You know, I always tell people, I can teach you something, I should say, I can tell you something, and only the Holy Spirit will truly teach it to you. John says you need no one to teach you but the Holy Spirit. So we men can teach, but really the Holy Spirit does the main teaching as he resides it in you. You get it, you see it, you grasp it, you understand it, you're confident in it. You're not confident in it because of what Brother James says. You're confident in it because of what the Word says and the Spirit confirming it inside you. Amen? So the Spirit reminds us of everything he said and teaches us. That's the written word. No need for audible voices. We have the inner word, the inner Holy Spirit of God. How much better and how much more beautiful is that? John 16:7-8. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Verse 13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you all things to come. The Holy Spirit is a silent guide within us. He's working within us, teaching, convicting, comforting. I have a question for you. Have you ever seen one place in the Bible where the Holy Spirit spoke out loud to anyone? Think about that. Not God the Father, not God the Son. Have you ever heard the Holy Spirit speak out loud to anyone? The answer is no, I couldn't find a place. That's because he's at work inside God's people. Now we're the temple, according to 1 Corinthians. And he's not an audible voice. He's an inner voice that teaches us through the Word of God. Isn't that beautiful? So in Acts 2, we have the Spirit comes and it falls on the believers. And today it's the same. It comes to us. And it's through him we get our truth. We get our comfort. We get convicted. We get taught. We get joy. We get peace. To expect God or Jesus to come and speak to us out loud in person, this means we're discounting the Holy Spirit's work silently inside of us. This is not a good thing. God ordained it to work this way. We need to trust in it. We need to listen to that inner voice, the word, and the conscience. Yeah, this is God's ordained ways. Peter and those men with him, they indeed heard his audible voice back then as the word of God was still being revealed and he was working through what? Prophets and apostles. 2 Peter 1, 17-18. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from an excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him on the holy mount. So they heard the audible voice. God was moving then. The word was being written. We don't need that today. We have the finished written word of God. Hebrews 3, 6 and 7. But Christ is our Son over his own house, whose house ye are, if you hold fast confidence to the end, rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. There's a verse for once saved, always saved. You got to hold fast. Yeah, that's what it says. 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear his voice. So the Holy Spirit is speaking today inside of us. He's not an outside audible voice. If you're hearing audible voices, you're being deceived. Doctrines of demons, all types of bad situations can happen, but it's not coming from the Father or the Son or the Holy Spirit. You need to ponder that. Whose voice are we listening for? The Holy Spirit's voice. It's an inner voice, not an audible voice. Very, very important. Ponder that. Now, God once spoke out loud to men, as I said. Peter heard a voice, and we have confirmation of that, Acts 11:7. And I heard a voice saying unto me, arise, Peter, slay and eat. God was talking to those men then, just like he talked to Adam and Eve in the garden. It's not that way today. Things have changed. Paul heard the audible voice of Jesus, Acts 26:14. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why ye persecuted me? This is when Paul was transformed on the road to Damascus. But we know this. God's word was still being given to men at that time called revelation. Today, it's done. Genesis to Revelation is the finished word of God. And if God was to speak out loud to you today, think of this. We'd have to start writing in the back of our Bibles. That doesn't make any sense at all, does it? How would this ever be captured for everyone to know the Word of God? Isn't it beautiful how God had God's Word captured for all of us to know it? But if today God's speaking to people all over the place, how is that going to be captured into the back of our Bible so we all can be edified and taught by it? It's not going to happen because God's not doing it that way today. He's speaking through the Holy Spirit and His finished Word. Seeking voices today is a way to be deceived by your flesh, be deceived by false teachers, be deceived by demons. Don't go there, folks. It's a dangerous, dangerous path. I encourage you to repent to Christ today if you're not born again by the gospel. Go to don'tperish.com. Test yourself to the gospel. Then I want you to read the Word of God. I want you to study the Word of God. I want you to meditate on the Word of God. I want you to seek understanding in the Word of God. Ask for wisdom from the Spirit. If you're born again, if you're not, you need to cry out to God and ask for a new heart and a new mind. Then obey the written word as one day you're going to be judged by it, so am I. It is the standard, not new voices, not new doctrine, not new revelation. The revealed word of God is our standard. You do not need to hear God's audible voice today. Don't be listening to these false teachers. You're not a prophet. You're not an apostle. Neither am I. Paul was the last apostle. 1 Corinthians verse 8 tells us that. There is no more true apostles and prophets. We need to accept and believe his holy written word today. Live by it. Endure in it. Obey it. And one day, oh, I promise you, you are going to hear his audible voice. 1 Thess 4:16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. You're going to hear Christ's voice one day. Are you going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant? I hope so. Or are you going to hear, away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. I pray you're ready for that day. I'm striving every day to be ready for that day. Make sure my house is ready. Make sure the brothers and sisters I'm united to are ready. And we live to proclaim the truth and teach and disciple people to be ready for that day. Let us know how we can help you in the faith so that you'll be ready for that day. Know the word of God. Don't be listening for voices. You're going to be deceived. Trust in the word of God. Let us know how we can help you. I want to thank you for listening. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Don'tperish.com has so many resources, thousands, sisters blogs, audios, videos, articles to help you in truth in these last days. I've got lots of articles about contemplative prayer, hearing voices, apostles and prophets are not for today. Just check out all the topics. They'll bless you, edify you in the word. Brother James, me, I have no new revelation. I have no truth to offer you. All I have is the finished, sealed, written word of God that the Holy Spirit roots deep in me, and that I'm able to relay it to other people as I street preach, as I witness, as I teach, as I disciple. I hope that's your desire, living out the word of God today. Hey, till I come to you again next time, may the Lord richly, richly bless those seeking his word and his truth. Repent today and obey the gospel. We love you all. Till next time, may God be praised.